Leonard, part of the subtitle of the book DNA, Pirates of the Sacred Spiral. Who are the pirates?
Well, the pirates are those who stole the Human Genome Project. You remember the Human Genome Project?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it was heisted 2 weeks before it was completed. It was supposed to be it was supposed to be a great blessing to humanity. It was supposed to be a great thing for all the university professors that had worked so diligently on it for a couple decades with multi-billions of dollars spent, and that also the public was supposed to benefit. Much of it was taxpayer funded. Well, 2 weeks before it was completed, a group that was virtually directed by George Soros and company, and their companies included Solera, Aplera, and Dr. J. Craig Venter, leading the group, literally stole it in a scam. They literally privatized the entire Human Genome Project. And that, as a result of that, the patents on all the gene sequences have been going to Rockefeller University primarily.
And is there a lot of money behind it?
Oh, my Lord. Yeah. Is there a lot of money? You know, what does a bear do in the woods?
Yeah,
let me tell you, it is unbelievable. It is beyond ciphering. I'm telling you, we're looking at probably trillions of dollars ultimately, because the entire field of medicine, look, health science and health care right now represents somewhere in the neighborhood of 20% of the American national budget. And that if you look at the metropolises of today, the major cities today, metropolitan areas, mm-hmm. what's the principal monuments that are skyrocketing? It's the major hospitals.
Oh, sure.
So, and genetics is what is going to be, we're told, the salvation of modern medicine. And so everything is going to genetopharmaceuticals. Everything now is genetic engineered pharmaceuticals, new drugs, the organisms, the animals that they're testing
on. How about the food we eat?
Exactly. So, but at least when we're dealing with the human being, ultimately that Human Genome Project was critical. And it was stolen. It was heisted by the pirates.
No, I mean, when you say stolen, I mean, doesn't anybody have the capability of participating in these projects?
Not really anymore. And at the highest levels, the heist was actually facilitated by the United States federal government. The people at the National Institutes of Health.
Back off your phone just a little bit,
oh,
by
I'm
the
sorry.
Way. That's
yeah,
okay.
People at the National Institutes of Health facilitated the privatization of the public project just as it was about to pay off.
My God. They just always know when to get involved, don't they?
Well, the timing was really precise, and the outcome was devastating as far as I could see.
Okay, now the fact that they have stolen this, what does that mean then? How do they proceed?
Well, what it means is that the evolution of not only our species, but virtually every other species, is in the hands of people you can't trust, period.
And that includes the ability to heal, I would assume?
Well, again, there's two ways to look at it. One is, again, DNA Pirates of the Sacred Spiral does a slam dunk showing hard science that we are spiritual beings first,
sure,
and foremost. And that's where the healing, the real healing, comes from.
It always did.
It always has. It always will. But these people have a desire to lead us astray and ultimately make money from our ignorance. And so when they privatized the Human Genome Project and then patented every gene sequence, or at least the major ones that any pharmaceutical or any biotechnology would be benefited by a certain genetic knowledge in the human genome, ultimately that now has the capacity to feed evil. And those people, like you questioned earlier, what are these people's design? And when you begin to really look very carefully at it, it's not simply making money. These people, I can't even conceive of what they're doing to humanity and virtually other species. It is inhumane, And for that reason, it is just beyond most people's worst nightmares and my comprehension.
Now, by controlling the project, what will they do specifically, Leonard? Because, you know, if I'm reading you right, there's something sinister here.
Well, again, if you look at who are these pirates, what's their background? The book DNA Pirates of the Sacred Spiral starts in Chapter 3 to reveal who these people are and what they've told us. Ultimately, you know what eugenics means. Over 90% of the American public has no clue that eugenics is, quote, the scientific investigation of genetic differences between the races, including the genetic predisposition for diseases between the races. And that was started at Rockefeller University in the early 1900s, funded by the royalty of Europe and the most advanced industrialists in the United States, including the Rockefellers. Prescott Bush was a notable who also funded the eugenics movement, which gave rise literally to Hitler's racial hygiene agenda. And so now we're looking at the people who funded the racial hygiene, and that was called eugenics, and the principal source of that eugenics movement worldwide was at Cold Spring Harbor Labs in New York, linked administratively and financially to Rockefeller University and the heavyweights, not only Carnegie and others who were the most advanced industrialists who were frightened to death. And even this information comes directly out of the Rockefeller University's website, which is the DNA Learning Center, DNALC. There's a website out there that you can go to, and you can read this. It is there. Ultimately, these people felt, that is, the world's wealthiest industrialists felt, they better control populations genetically, or else the vast masses, the bourgeoisie, were going to rise up and revolt, and they would lose all of their wealth. And that was the principal reason they funded eugenics.
Now, is that also the main reason why you think they want to wrestle control here of the Human Genome Project and control that?
Yes, in a related and a more modernized way.
Or is it, as you also alleged, to make trillions of dollars in possible genetic cures?
There's both, and they go hand in hand.